Tefillin chapter 2, Mishnah 10. Ashoichet l'shem oila. If someone slaughters a normal chulin animal outside the temple, and he slaughters it in the name of an offering that's an offering that could be donated, like a free will kind of offering. So even though he didn't consecrate it as an animal, he didn't like say verbally consecrate, say, you know, I'm going to bring this as an oil offering. But when he shechts it, he declares that he's shechting it for an oil offering. So in this case over here, the Kati brings in the background, and then we'll go through the details, that the sages made a special decree that this animal is not, it's not going to be a valid, it's going to be an invalid slaughtering. And the reason, so his intention, at the he didn't consecrate it as a offering, and you can't consecrate an animal just by slaughtering it in that name. You've actually got to, you have to actually have to dedicate it. But the problem over here is that they're worried, because he makes a verbal declaration at the time of the slaughtering, they're worried that people will look at this and they're going to think that, you know, well, now it's a valid offering, and then they're going to eat it outside the temple, and then people are going to think that it's okay to eat sacrificial meat outside the temple. So they came along and they made a declaration that the sages, that if anyone shechts an animal for a, and they declare at the time of shechting that this is for an offering, so that's going to be an invalid slaughtering. So if he shechts the animal l'shem oila, l'shem zvachim, in the name of a peace offering or a burnt offering or peace offering, l'shem zvachim, l'shem asham tala, l'shem pesach, in the name of a suspensive guilt offering, a pesach offering, or l'shem toida, or a thanksgiving offering. So all of these could be offerings that a person can designate. You can designate these as free will offerings. So shchitasa psula. So the shchita is invalid. It's invalid. As we said before, it's a rabbinical invalidity. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with this, and he says that it's kosher. He's not worried about the scenario that we describe, that people are going to think it's a valid offering and that it's being eaten outside the temple. So he disagrees. Shnaim shochazim b'sakin v'shochatin. And not only to in that case, but if two people hold a knife, echad l'shem echad mikol elyon, one of them declares that he's offering in the name of an offering, ve'echad l'shem davar kasha, and the other guy, he's just he's just doing a normal shchita, shchitasim psula. So even in that case, the shchita would be invalid. Shechet l'shem chattis, but if the person at the time of shechting it says, I'm giving this as a chattis offering, or l'shem asham, or an asham vadai offering, l'shem bechor for a firstborn offering, l'shem masa or a masa offering, l'shem tmura or a substitute offering for any of these, shchitasoy kasheira. So in this case, the sages didn't invalidate the shchita. Why? Because you can't make an offering, an asham vadai. That is not a free will offering. Your declaration is completely meaningless, because you can't, of your own volition, give that kind of offering. It only can be given under certain conditions. You can't just donate, for example, that kind of offering, or a chattis offering. You can only bring a chattis offering if you've done a sin that falls within the category of offerings that a chattis offering comes. You can't just donate a chattis offering somer. So Zeaklal, this is the principle, says the Mishnah, Kol davar shenidar v'nidav, hashoichet l'shmo aser, anything which can be donated, a free will offering. So if he declares it at the time of shchita outside the temple, hashoichet l'shmo aser, so then the shchita is invalid. V'she'eino nidar v'nidav, but anything that can't be offered as a free will offering, hashoichet l'shmo kosher, so the shchita is a kosher shchita.